Hard to know if that advice will be any consolation to Northwest Airline employees set to be laid off, but some parting advice offered by the airline has caused a stir. Earlier this month, Northwest gave pink-slipped employees a tip sheet on how to cut living expenses. Among the suggestions, rummage through other people's trash. NPR's Frank Langfitt has the story.
It was called 101 Ways to Save Money, and it went out to 60 Northwest employees slated to lose their jobs this fall in Montana, Texas, and North Dakota. Brian Dalzell is a customer service agent and union steward in Bismarck. He describes the reaction of fellow employees as he read them the list.
I was just paging through it, and I was reading some of the material aloud. First, everyone was kind of just chuckling because they thought, oh, this is funny, you know.
Some of the suggestions were amusing, others perfectly sensible. Make your own coffee instead of spending $3 on a latte. Cut your cable TV service down to basic. Some tips, though, left workers feeling insulted. Number 18, take a shorter shower. Number 37, take a date for a walk along the beach or in the woods. But it was number 46 that pushed employees over the edge. Quote, don't be shy about pulling something you like out of the trash.
As I kept reading, I noticed some of the people, that the chuckling was dying down. And when we got to the part about, don't be afraid to dig in the garbage, I looked up and a couple of the gals in the room that were with me, they had tears in their eyes.
Trav Lang also works as a customer service agent for Northwest in Bismarck. He earns about $42,000 a year. He found the list humiliating. After hearing the suggestions, he concluded this about the people who run Northwest.
They just don't care. You know, I thought for 15 years I put in dedicated service, and I thought they actually cared about their employees. And, you know, you always get the thanks for your hard work and dedication. And to me, that's just a stab in the back.
Northwest, which is in bankruptcy, has since apologized for including, quote, insensitive material in the tip sheet. Roman Blahosky, a company spokesman, noted that the sheet was produced by another company. And it was just 2 out of 165 pages in a handbook designed to help laid-off employees. Northwest says its human resources department saw the book before it went out. Blahosky says the company is still trying to figure out how some of the offending suggestions slipped through. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
If you're curious about Northwest Airlines' other money-saving tips, you can find a link to the list at npr.org.